This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is out, and Gina Crash is just getting to work. Hey, Gina!
My lovely boyfriend.
Yeah, there she goes. Gina Crash is...
Gina Crash.
Otherworldly.
Yes, she is.
Like, sometimes things will... And I know there's some people who go, who's Gina Crash?
From 101.9 FM.
And by the way, she was on HFS years ago.
Yes,
so if you're in my wheelhouse and listen to some of that music, you definitely heard her. Because it was weird being around her the first time and hearing her voice. But she is what some people might call a piece of work.
Yes, she is.
A piece of work.
You know, some women, you say, well, she's a dude.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about sexuality at all.
Yeah.
She's a... I don't know... You can't say that about her because I don't know any dudes like her.
But she's also like...
I don't know any dudes like her.
Yeah, she's...
I don't know any women like her. I don't know anybody like her.
No, she's an alien.
Yeah, that's like, good. So, yeah.
I mean, she's...
You're right.
It's, being around her is so funny because she never wants to make anybody feel bad. Like, you could literally take a dump in a box and give it to her, and she would act
look
like...
Oh, this is the dump in a box.
Yeah, I can't believe this is what I've always wanted. You know, like, you're like, this can't be for real. But she's... Just, again, otherworldly.
And she has no memory. She'll tell you the same story 100 times about herself and tell you not to say anything about it.
Yeah, and she gets it here at 6:10 for the 6 o'clock show.
And she works with the boss.
Yeah.
So we're not, listen, folks, we're not throwing her under the bus.
Yeah.
She works with her boss.
And there's this other weird part to it, too, Rob, with her. It's like... There's a rule here at the station. You're not late if you get here before Gina.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
If you come in after, I don't care if she gets here 15 minutes early. You're like, damn, man, what the hell did I do today?
So if you got in after the mic opened, and you sat in Scott's office, you said, I'm not late. Yes, you were. The show already started. Yeah, but Gina wasn't here. Scott would probably say, oh, okay.
Right. She's out on vacation.
What's going on, man?
Oh.
Watched Texas A&M win last night?
Yeah, it's weird for me because, like, I went 2-3 in my top plays. Really disappointed in some teams come out flat. But anyway, you call the Auburn upset. Like I said it yesterday, I think I'm taking the points because I think Auburn's a totally different team. I think they're the best team in the country. And A&M said,
not tonight.
Yeah, this isn't your night, bud. You're not coming in our house and winning. And A&M is one of those teams that you have to keep your eye on, just like 10 other SEC teams. I mean, have you seen what Georgia's been doing?
Yeah, they're unreal.
Georgia's in the tournament now.
It's funny because after A&M beat Missouri, I picked them as my dark horse team. And they went, a couple of the games after that, they go on this
Yeah, you brought them up to me coming in the one day, like, yeah, I like this team.
Yeah, they were on this four-game losing streak. But that was at that number 21 Mississippi State. That was against number 6 Tennessee. And at the time, number 3, Florida. Now, the only loss they had that you probably think they shouldn't have lost was Vanderbilt. So these weren't bad losses. But then last night.
That was at Vanderbilt, though, right?
No, it was home. I remember watching that.
Okay.
I was very disappointed. I'm like, ugh.
How'd that happen?
But then they beat number 1 Auburn last night. I love their coach, Buzz. What's his last name?
Buzz Williams?
Buzz Williams. I love him.
God, he's been all over the place, man.
Yeah.
So what, Marquette he started at? Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
And then, you know, now looking at A&M.
The rumor is, who just...
I like him as a coach.
Who just got fired or stepped down? Big program.
Virginia?
What is it, Virginia?
Tony Bennett? No. I mean, because that was at the beginning
of the
year.
He's rumored to some job, man.
And somebody's definitely stepping down?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I did see that Kelvin Sampson got honored. I'm like, for what? Cheating? Some bitch been cheating his whole life, the head coach of Houston. It's like, hey, we've got violations. I'm out of here. And yet that guy, he's a great basketball coach. He's a shady individual. But that Houston team is one to watch. And the same thing we were talking about, the Big 12, the team that I've loved all year long.
Indiana.
That makes sense.
He's Indiana.
Iowa State is the other team, and BYU comes back and beats them last night. Did you see some of the scores from last night's games? We had a double overtime game that was scored well in the hundreds, and there was one game, was it regulation, that was 110 to 100 last night? Like,
lots of scoring in college basketball right now.
Anybody want to
You know what
defense?
It is, don't you?
What?
Three-point shot, man. The three-point shot, it's not even bad defense. Well, I mean, look, dude, when you're way out there, if I come and get you, now you got the dribble drive on me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, it's catch 22. You know, you're way out there. What do you want me to do?
Well, that's the thing. Like, and we've said this before, a bad three-pointer, one early in the shot clock, that rebound is the first pass on a fast break for the opposing team because your momentum's taking you to the basket where theirs is going away. Yeah. And that's how these games get out and get fast-paced, and you see 20 points scored in 3 minutes. Arizona and Arizona State, 113 to 100 in regulation.
Yeah.
Like, BYU and Iowa State went to double overtime, and it was 88-85. And then the Ohio State-Nebraska game, that was double overtime.
Purdue put 100 on Rutgers.
Jeez.
171.
Wright State dropped 98.
Yeah.
Kentucky dropped 95. These are in 40-minute games.
Yeah.
And when you have a lead like that, the last 2 to 3 minutes, it's hard for me to believe that you're scoring. Like, you're, yeah.
So last night, man, my team played in the season ended in the Maryland State Private School championship tournament. We lost to St. Francis last night. Hats off to St. Francis, great basketball team. No shame to losing to them. But, you know, hats off to my girls, man. I've been talking about these girls all year. Went 24-10 this year, second year of the program.
And that's 24-10, probably playing one of the toughest schedules you could without a conference game.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I mean, it's those
girls.
Well,
you ain't got to say it. I'm saying it because we've talked about it all year. And one of the things, well, the only thing I'm impressed by about you is, like, give me the smoke. Because it, like, if you lose, you lose, man. Just go out there and play the best because then you know where you're at, you know?
Let me tell you something, though. This year, Jeremy, we beat the Baltimore County champ. We beat the Harford County champ. We beat the Howard County champ. We beat them all.
Yeah.
You know, every champ we played except for the IAAMA conference, we played, we beat. So it's nothing, and we won out conference. So
and you had good showings at tournaments. And those are national tournaments,
going
not just
up to
local.
Up to New York for the MLK tournament, going 3-0 in that.
And you go to Virginia, or was that over the summer?
No, Virginia. Well, that was over Virginia. She got game going 2-0 there. Winning the game at the Panther Classic, so you know they built a quite a resume and they got attention.
Rob came in and said, "I'm sorry, I ruined your Panther party. Let me get these W's."
So you know, hats off to the Rosedale Christian Panthers. Speaking of which,
phenomenal
season, man.
And again, saying this too, you lose your center in the middle of the season, which would have been devastating.
Division
for most
one
teams.
Center, D1 center, senior,
all conference,
senior D1 center. You lose. And
those girls stepped up
in that process. Ayanna Tab, a star is born because now she has D1s looking at her. She steps in for her and boom, you know, that adversity became an opportunity.
Who's the girl that stepped in?
Ayanna Tab.
How much NIL did you give her? Rob, like, hey, we lost our center. Here's another one that's going to be a D1 player. What do you say to the girl at the end of your bench? Like, I'm sorry, you're just going to play D3. I'm kidding, man, but that's a great problem to have.
I don't know who's going to play D3, to be honest. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all. My daughter went D3 because she wanted to play.
My son
and
went
nursing
D3.
Major.
Yeah.
Be a nursing major. So D2s and D1. Well, she wasn't going D1. D2 said you had to do biology. You can't do nursing. She at Notre Dame let her do nursing and play.
Okay. See, that, and for me, like, I tell kids this all the time. There is no shame.
Nope.
Like, look at the, you know what percentage of people you're in when you play a Division 1, 2, or 3 sport?
Yeah.
Even going to JUCO, but JUCO has changed to me because a lot of these coaches will sell out to older kids to try to win games.
Right.
Like, I was on a JUCO team, and we had a 26-year-old on our team. And wow. I'm going, for what? But, like, I walked onto a D1 team. Would have never played my first year, second year. I ended up getting in a car accident, and that's what led me into radio. But, like, I told my son, if I had a chance to do it over again, I would have went the D3 route or D2 route if possible. And given myself a chance. But, like, I want to play against the best.
The peer pressure also.
Yeah.
You want to, peer pressure. So you got Bobby Hurley. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Car crash, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know what would have happened in college. Like I said, the coach was very upfront with me. It was Jazz Kolski.
Mm-hmm.
He loved my hustle. He loved how quick I was.
Yeah.
And how scrappy
Jazz
I was.
Jazz Kolski's the man.
But, and he said, look, man, you're probably not going to play in year, well, you're not going to play in year one. You may not play in year two. It's all on your development
right. And
how much work you put in. And you say that to me, and it's like, I'm going to be the first guy in the gym and the last one to leave.
So you go with Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's
a chance.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Devontae Adams is a free agent. Does it matter? We'll discuss that at 6:45. On the other side, the Terps trying to finish strong, maybe even get that NCAA 3 seed. We're talking Terps hoops up next on The Fan. Is this Shake It Up?
Shake It Up.
All right. Chris Nagy will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Chris Nagy, but right now we're talking Maryland hoops as a top 25 class tonight. Thank God it's 6:30. Man, the Terps have been treating us well lately, these early games.
Nagy doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah, man. Did I tell you about that? I text him, asked him, can he come on the show? He gave me, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. Okay, so what time are you giving me?
So.
Hey, I'm a closer. I'm a closer.
No. Did I ever tell you the time that Rob got me to buy raffle tickets by handing me raffle tickets and saying, I already paid 50 for these. Just get me the money when you can. And I went, this don't feel right. But I can't make him pay for my tickets. And then I'm pretty sure I gave you the money for it. You son of a bitch, man. I bought these raffle tickets for you. They're 50 bucks a pop. And I'm going, what in the hell? Yeah.
That's how I got Ed to the bull roast.
We got it. Yeah.
I'm a closer.
You can't get me out of the house. If I paid 50 bucks for something, by God, I'm going.
Maryland takes on Michigan tonight at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Number 13, Maryland. Number 17, Michigan. I tell you what, Jeremy. When I looked at this game maybe a week or two ago, I didn't feel that good about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better and better about it because I think the rankings are quite accurate between these two. I think these two are very close.
I do too.
Very close.
Look, if the SEC wasn't what it is this year, I think the Terps have that potential to be a top 10 team. And they may get there, but it has to start with beating Michigan. And again, like we all keep talking about it, it matters where they finish and what the committee says, what seed they should be.
Right.
But even more important than the seeding is where are you playing? Because if you're a 6 seed playing closer to home, I might actually like that better than being a damn 4 seed going out west.
Yeah,
you know?
Out in Spokane, Michigan or something. You know? Yeah. I mean, Washington.
Yeah. But with Michigan, the guy you got to watch tonight is Golden. And he's the one that's putting up all those points. That's their big man in the middle, Vladislav. Very good ball player, close to a double-double on most nights. And but the good news is, you got some bigs that I think are better than that cat. So it'll be a nice matchup. This Michigan team is very formidable. I think they can beat anyone, but I also think watching them, they remind me a lot of the Terps where in years past, I feel like they could lose to anyone too.
Folks, let me give you the spread on this one. As good as Michigan is, they're at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1.5.
Yeah. And by the way,
they're 17th ranked team in the country, ranked below the Terps. They're 1.5 point favorites at home. Do you realize the Terps have leapfrogged them? Like they were like Maryland was unranked when Michigan was like top 10. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they've come all the way back. Now Michigan being 14-4 in conference is really what's helping them. It's funny when you look at the way the conference is stacked up. It's Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, Maryland, Wisconsin. When this is why I always tell people stop looking at those numbers by the team's names. Because Wisconsin and Maryland are 12-13, and they're the fourth and fifth best teams right now in the Big Ten, according to record and conference play. So that's where you're vying with Wisconsin and Michigan trying to get one of those double buys in the Big Ten tournament, which just helps you out so much.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeremy, let me say this, though. I don't want to get off too far off topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to either be in my basement with my tablet and my television. I really don't want to do that because the other game needs more than a tablet. I'm going to have to go someplace with, because at 7 o'clock, Alabama hosts Florida.
Oh, man. You know there's more tonight than just that.
Alabama hosts Florida, my brother.
Let me tell you what we got going on this evening. Because they're like, this feels like a Saturday.
Ole Miss hosts Tennessee.
That's the other one. That's the one I was looking for.
UConn hosts Marquette.
Even the Oklahoma-Missouri game, Oklahoma's on the bubble to get in, last four out type team.
Time out. Jeremy Kahn said Oklahoma's on a bubble. They said last night on TV, Oklahoma's on a bubble. Oklahoma's in the SEC at 4-12.
And they're 17-12 on the season.
And they're on the bubble. You're not the only one that says they're on the bubble. Other people say they're on the bubble. Yeah. At 4-12 in the SEC.
And I've been telling people, too, like, this SEC conference, it's different this year. It's this is the best conference I've seen in college hoops. I can't even think of one that was better than this.
Here, let me get a comparison. Oklahoma's been mentioned on the bubble by several people at 4-12. Minnesota's 7-11 in Big Ten. Nobody mentioning them on the bubble.
No, the bubble has burst.
Yeah, nobody's mentioning them on the bubble.
And Rob, to the point, too, when you start looking at Oklahoma this year, they can't win. I think they just finally picked up a road win. And when you look at in the SEC, how tough it is to win on the road, I think they just finally got their first road win, which is so ridiculous. Where are we at here? Oklahoma is 1-7 on the road in the SEC. It's tough to win on the road, so hats off to you. Like, Georgia jumps out to an early lead on South Carolina last night, held on. Georgia's been beating good teams on the road now, and that's why when you look at that team, they're going, yeah, they're definitely in.
Yeah. Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I would like to show support to the Terps. I hope the Terps can win. I hope the Terps win a national championship this year. And, Mr. Long, I have tips for your team. Congratulations on your team's success this season.
Thank you.
But I have a few tips. One, I suggest, respect the champs, help the girls to get stronger in the off season, and then just keep encouraging the girls to show the game love. I think next year that should do numbers for them.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Positivity. Message. Sorry. Anyway,
I thank him for his message.
Yeah. He did have, like, look, we all know this. Greg's glass is not half full. That damn thing's filled to the top.
It's overflowing.
Yeah, and it's an amazing way to live life. I'm just too negative to do that.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, big game tonight, man. Big Terps game tonight. Kind of nervous. Only reason because they on the road, man. And the Terps really, they shaky.
Man, you always nervous. Rashawn, let me explain something to you. You're the most nervous sports fan I know, man.
Listen,
you're always nervous.
Last week, I was nervous last week when they, they played Michigan State and see how that turned out.
You were nervous when they won by 20, probably.
Nah, man.
Rashawn, I've never known you not to be nervous, man. You Ravens playing the Browns. I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Ravens playing a college team. I'm nervous.
I'm outside of Bowley's quarters. I'm nervous.
Orioles up by 8 in the ninth inning. I'm nervous.
I'm not nervous when the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, though, man. You know, because they always win the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been nervous in ever.
The last time you were nervous, you were 8?
Right. Maybe 9 or 10, man. Hey, real quick, though, right? That reset last week, man. Do you think he played himself at least to a second-round draft pick? What do y'all see him going?
So I think he's a second-round draft pick now, to be honest with you. He's size and athleticism. Look, but
he will play in the league. He will get drafted. The problem is, like, when you look at it, because you got to understand, they're looking for body type.
Yep.
They're going to want him to work on that jumper. But teams are going to love his size and ability and what they can do with it. And he's great defensively. He might be one of those guys, like, if you start looking around the league and just pick a random, I'm going to pick Vooch, right? Let's say the Bulls draft him. Vooch is still on the team. Mm-hmm. He might be what Jalen Smith is doing now, coming in for those 12 to 14 minutes, 12 to 20 minutes a game to spell him. And I think he could be a second-round pick, maybe even a late first, depending on how this season goes. But he really, really, and this isn't me, I'm not knocking him.
You got to put in some work.
You got to put in some work on the offensive end. He's done a good job with his free throws. That's another sign where he got better there, but Teams look at what you can be, not at necessarily what you are right now.
Corbin Burns, he tells people to back off the Orioles about this whole free agency. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Saquon becomes the highest paid running back in NFL history. Mm. If Saquon's got that kind of money, what will Henry get? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
6:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, the Philadelphia Eagles did the polar opposite of their counterparts, the New York Giants. They paid Saquon Barkley. Saquon coming off the season that he came off of. It's not tough to make that decision.
That they made it right now. Couldn't y'all have waited until Derrick Henry got extended?
2 years, $41 million by the man. Do your thing, bro. So you're wondering what that means for Derrick Henry as well.
Yeah, here's what I believe. I mean, I still think Derrick Henry's going to get paid. But if his goal, and he said it on that podcast when they got knocked out, man, please let me just get to a Super Bowl. Let me show what I can do. If that's really what's at the forefront for you, then maybe you'll take less money on the extension.
He has 1 more year on his contract?
Yeah.
Okay. See, here's the difference, okay? All right. We're apples and oranges here. Derrick Henry's 31 years old and has 2,355 carries. Saquon Barkley is 28 years old with 1,546 carries. I ain't giving Derrick Henry anything right now. The reason why I'm saying anything, because I can't say the word I want to say on air.
Nothing?
I'm not giving him anything right now. Not one penny. Do it again. You're 31 years old. You have almost 1,000 more carries than Saquon Barkley.
I think the point of the Henry thing is to extend him so you can alleviate some of the stress cap-wise early.
No, well, if I extend...
And backload.
But this is not an extension, just an extension for Saquon. Saquon got an NFL record deal.
Yeah.
His deal, well, guess what, Derek? Saquon's deal has nothing to do with the deal we're going to give you. Nothing. He's 28 with almost 1,000 fewer carries. No, I'm not making you the $20 million a year man. Not right now. Go do it again.
Oh, I don't think it comes to that, though. And look, I could be dead wrong on this. I'm not trying to put my hands in anyone's pockets and tell them to take less money. I just have a feeling with what his goals are that he's gonna make his money and he's gonna do his thing and try to get to a Super Bowl. Maybe you take less money to bring somebody else in.
And maybe you're right, but I'm answering the question that Joe asked: if Saquon got that kind of money, what will Henry get? Nothing like that.
Ain't nobody care about Joe's question.
The answer to that question is nothing like that. Not for me. I'm not paying the 31-year-old running back $20 million a year.
No, the answer to that is no, unequivocally no.
This is what GM Eric DaCosta had to say about the situation.
You know, we'll look at that. I think it's a good question. I'm just so grateful that Derek chose us last year, came in, and just I can honestly say, like, his attitude and the way that he played was amazing to watch. And just his relationship with his teammates, his humility as a player, his work ethic. Can't wait to see him next year. You know, I know it was tough on him to end the way it did. Tough on all of us, but I think we have a chip on our shoulders to come back next year with a vengeance, to start faster than we started this year, to not start 0-2 next year, to get out of the gates faster, and I think Derek will be a big part of that.
Yeah, look, I think everything he said there is probably what people are thinking. Like, you know, we expect him to be a part of this team for the next few years. I don't know how much longer Derek Henry has, and I'll say this, we were talking about it. When running backs do hit the wall, it is so obvious when it's happening because you're going, you know, there's a couple games in a row where you're like, he just doesn't look like he has that burst. Derrick Henry's a different animal because of how much he's taking care of his body. And for a guy that's his age, I don't even think that's a lot of carries for a guy his age. It's just way more than Saquon Barkley.
You know what? When running backs hit the wall, you know what happened? When running backs hit the wall 1 year, they may average, I don't know, 4.5 yards a carry. The next year, they averaged 3.8, 3.5, 3.1. That's where they hit the wall. They hit the wall. Some players hit the wall, they stagger a little bit, and they can lean up against the wall. Running backs hit the wall, and they go down quickly. GM Eric DaCosta said he wants Derrick Henry to retire as a Raven. You know why? Because he's thinking he's going to retire soon. He's 31 years old. Folks, listen, I respect what he did last year. I'm taking nothing away from him. Remember, I wanted Derrick Henry. I think the guy's a load. I do. But I'm not extending years to a 31-year-old running back. I'm not. If I can make it work when I play with the numbers to help me out, then I'll do it. Give him some money up front, I'll do it. But we ain't talking about $20 million a year for a 31-year running back with almost 2,500 carries.
You can't do it. You know, and again, I think this is the only thing that makes them similar is the fact that they're running backs. It's totally apples and oranges when you're looking at what the guys are going to get contractually. And then the age does factor in, and you got to be smart about it. And this is where, again, if let's say Derrick Henry wants the opposite. He's like, man, I want to get paid. Like, look at what he got. I want that too. Yeah. Well, then you're in a little bit of hot water. And I think you run the risk of him not retiring as a Raven if you just let the contract run out.
You know, I played in the college with this ball player. He was great, Jeremy. He was absolutely great. But he knew he was great. And he had talked about leaving. One day he said, y'all can't win without me. And I said, man, look at our record. We ain't winning with you. For those who think, well, they're not going to win the Super Bowl without Derrick Henry, they ain't winning with him.
That sounds like, is the player you're talking about Rob Long?
Oh, no.
Man, y'all can't win without me.
I was, you know what?
Ain't nobody come to see you, Liberty.
I was never that teammate. I was never that teammate.
Well, how are you that teammate now?
I don't know.
You tell me all the time. Ain't nobody care what you say. You keep riding my coattails. Boy. He called me boy. It's unfair. Because if the roles had been reversed, I'd have been getting my ass whooped. This ain't right.
Oh, this is, you know what I'm doing right now?
What?
You're going to jump up and down?
Rob sent me this video of, what was it, six things that black people do?
Yeah, five.
Five, yeah, five. And one of them was, when someone tells a joke, stomp their feet or run around the room. And as soon as I saw that, I went, oh my God. Because if you guys have ever seen the gif of the two guys sitting at the table, where they're just bouncing back and forth and they're knocking the table over, laughing, falling out of the chairs. Yeah, I've been at the gym and we're playing pickup basketball and somebody made a joke and some guy runs around the gym. Like, where are you going? What are you doing? Talking about stabbing your cereal as soon as you pour it. What was it? I'm trying to remember the other one.
I can't remember what it was.
It was so good. Oh, yelling a curse word after you yawn, like,
damn!
What the hell? It's so good.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fans. And we agree the Ravens could work out a contract with Derrick Henry to make it work for them. But we both agree, ain't giving him $20 million a year.
No, you can't. This whole thing, because both of those guys had great years. Like, James Cook saw what Saquon Barkley got. And James Cook's one of those guys that say, I want something similar to that. Now, it's going to help him get paid by the Bills, or he's going to be out of town.
Right.
And the other thing with James Cook, too, is I think he's going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting when, if he does hit free agency, it's like, well, damn, nobody's offering that type of money. Because there's no value in that with the running back.
Why
position.
Nobody want me, Uncle Phil? Well, with James Cook, though, I mean, again, it's apples and oranges. He's 25 years old with only 533 attempts.
I'm not saying I would
give him 20 million, but he and I could have a conversation about it before me and Derrick Henry. He averaged 4.9 yards a carry. That tells me at 207 carries, man, he would, yeah.
But if Derrick Henry puts up another year like he did last year, I think he can make some demands. And I agree with you. I'm fully on board that I'm not overpaying a running back that's over 30. I'm just not.
If somebody's willing to pay a 32-year-old running back, at that time, that's what he'll be, $20 million a year, good for you. Go get it, man. Go get it.
Yeah, fans are going to love seeing you guys in the regular season.
Remember the movie Ray? Yeah. When Ray Charles got the deal and his former label said, we're going to hate to see you go, but man, did he hug them?
Yeah.
That's a great deal. If I'm Eric DaCosta, I would say, they give you $20 million? Man, I hate to see you go, but man, great deal. And I'm going to hug him and let him go because I'm not paying a 32-year-old that much money.
Oh, I thought you were going to go and say Derrick Henry needs to be paid in ones and count out those millions just to know how much he got.
Corbin Burns, man, he sets the record straight with the Orioles in the free agency process at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Devontae Adams is a free agent now. Is this a guy that you think the Ravens need to get? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's Devontae Adams from last year when he talked to Amber Theo Harris about the possibility of going to Baltimore.
Yeah, you might play 2K. You ain't getting 2K. Not at this age now. He talked about getting 2,000 yards receiving. And this isn't me. Like, Devontae Adams was one of the best receivers in football over the past decade. His route running ability is, if you don't think he's the best route runner in football, he's top five. His hands unquestionable. And the cool thing that I love about him, he was a basketball player that worked in some of his footwork from basketball into getting open off the line. And he really feels like it helps him disguise his routes. I'm not trying to like mansplain things. And when it comes to football, but if you're running a route, you want it to look the same every single time you're going until you make that break.
It's akin with pitching.
Yeah.
If I come from the same arm slot every time, you don't have time to figure out what I'm throwing.
And again, I know most people know this, but like that's the beauty of Devontae Adams. And I mean, he was very fortunate to work with Aaron Rodgers for a while when he was at his prime because Rodgers knew he could look at him and say, man, this is 7 yards easy and just pepper him. I think Devontae Adams is more likely to get 130 receptions in a year than to get to 2,000 yards at this point of his career.
Well, he also said at the end of that, he much more rather, what did he say, get to 800 and come to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Does he fit in this offense right now? And 800 is right because that's about how much they're going to pay him, $800,000.
Well, it's funny that the Jets are saving $29 million by doing this. It's a no-brainer for them. I'd say this, that I think he fits in any offense. He fits in more if you move on from Mark Andrews.
Okay,
because like now you're replacing some production, and now you're making likely tight end one. Because
I didn't like it at first until you put it that way.
Yeah.
I was about to say there's no way I want Devontae Adams, But if he's the replacement for Mark Andrews, I like that.
See, and it's just a different way to allocate the money. You put, and by the way, when they run two tight end sets and they go 12 personnel, they like the other tight end to be the blocking tight end. So that's why when we were talking about this being an either-or offense, it kind of makes sense where both of those guys don't get off in the same game together,
right,
that it's one or the other. But, you know, like, I know everybody's talking about move on from Mark Andrews because you save money. That's a lot of production that he's put up. I mean, you could say what you want about him, but I do feel like you have the pieces to allocate his production to other people. And that's where I see Davante Adams fitting in if they move Mark Andrews, which I expect him to.
I like that. And the fact that he started naming people on the roster, this was from last year, this is not now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he started naming people on the roster tells me he's thought about it.
Like,
he's thought about it.
Players.
Who wouldn't want to play with Lamar?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's the point that the Ravens don't go out and sign a lot of guys in free agency. But I think people are looking at this team going, they're so close. Well, I mean, they should have already had a championship one of the last two. Like, if you have a hiccup one of the years and win the other one or get to the Super Bowl, I'm not as upset as I am. But they've had the best team in football in 2 years in a row. And haven't
also,
got to the
let's
Super
go
Bowl.
To 2019.
Yeah.
When they couldn't win a playoff game. The best team in football.
As I was walking
out of the MVP.
I was walking out of here yesterday and Vinny made a statement of when he's healthy, he's a top three MVP candidate every single season when he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You got the 2 years that he got hurt. And even those years, it's like had he finished what he was doing, he's in the conversation
for MVP.
They were
8-3 when he went down that 1 year.
I mean, what was his record when he came in for Flacco and they were running the damn option offense?
Was it 5-1?
Yeah, it took him to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And again, like,
they were 4-5. It was 6-1 because they were 4-5 when Flacco went down and they finished off 10-6.
Yeah. So I just look at this and I feel like this team is one of those teams that some vets are going to go, hey, man, I ain't asking for a lot. Do you need this? Like, I'd like to. It's the same thing we saw. Remember when the Lakers were winning and then we watched all, hey, what, Karl Malone on the Lakers? Is Mitch Richmond on the Lakers? Is, you know, guys that were kind of grasping, trying to get that championship.
Yeah.
And it's a little
bit
different.
Up the whole team.
Yeah.
Don't take me there.
Yeah. Sorry. But I'm just, you know, you look at that situation. I think you could see some of that. And not guys that are at the end of their career that they're done. Like Davante Adams still has some life left in him.
He does.
I don't think he's the 1,600-yard receiver, and he's definitely not that in this offense. And I think that's what he's alluding to because it's a run-first offense.
Let's go to Mike, who is in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, ain't nobody tuned in for you, Jeremy.
Where's the dump button?
I'm just joking. You know, I love you, Jeremy. Hey, look, man. We got more pressing needs, man. Bateman's good. Flowers good. Aguilar even contributes and stuff, man. We got more pressing needs. We shouldn't even sniff that Davante Adams thing, man.
So let me ask you this, Mike. Let me throw a curveball to you. All right. What if, let's go back to what Jeremy just said. What if you lose Mark Andrews? What if you don't re-sign Nelson Aguilar? Is that a need then?
Possibly.
I mean,
possibly,
it's absolutely a need if you lose Mark Andrews because now.
Right.
I mean, you could either go the other route and replace him with another tight end or draft a tight end that you think can fill that void and maybe do a little bit what Likely did last year. But I don't think there's any question that Likely has to be the guy moving forward and that Andrews isn't on this team. So if that's the case, I feel like you need to have more depth at the wide receiver position because you can draft some tight ends and filter them in. As Likely's healthy, so just something I'm waiting to see what they do.
Rockabacco joins us at 7:15, but on the other side, Corbin Burns with a revelation about the Orioles and free agency. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.